91.7 FM, WMWM Salem, here on the Relocated Juke Joint. Bob Nelson with you. That is Little Buck Synagogue with Buckwheat Zydeco, and Buckwheat did just pass away, from a benefit album called Louisiana Swamp Stomp, and of course, Don't You Lie to Me. Some people call it Let's Talk It Over, same song. Also, we heard Zachary Richard from a compilation on Rounder called Mardi Gras in New Orleans. That was Mardi Gras Mambo, and the guys here in the studio do that song, too. And I believe they might also do, at some point, or they have, Carnival Time with Bo Dallas and the Wild Magnolias. Both of those, again, the album is called Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It's 10:03. You're listening again to the Relocated Juke Joint. I'm Bob Nelson, and we have three members of the Squeezebox Stompers, and it's going to be a little tricky with only, like, one mic here and two over there. But introduce yourselves. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Rockin' Ralph, and I play Cajun accordion and piano accordion.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Mike Miggs, and I play drums and I sing.
I'm Jeff Wadsworth. I play saxophone, harmonicas, bang whistle, and a little singing here and there.
Okay. That mic was kind of far away, so it didn't pick it up too well. But that's all right. In fact, you know what I ought to do? Let me try this. Let me try swinging that over here. Oh, that's not going to reach too well.
We'll share.
You share it. Okay, good. Okay, that's good. Yeah, you got to kind of talk. If you're talking to the side like I'm doing right here, it may be the best. You may have to swing the microphone a certain way. That mic is usually pretty powerful. You might be okay on that. But we'll just play it by ear here. Squeezebox Stompers, just last night were playing in Winthrop, and they've got a CD release party coming up. Now, Ralph, tell us about this new CD and tell us what your band is all about. What do you play and what's on this new live CD?
Okay, we were recorded.
Now you're going to sound
now,
a lot better.
Now I'm sound
I didn't
a lot better.
Have your okay. Now it's just nervousness, folks. Okay, now I wonder why it sounded so faint. Go right ahead, Ralph.
All
go
right.
ahead.
Okay, so we are the Squeezebox Stompers. We play New Orleans music, kind of a spicy gumbo of Cajun zydeco and some New Orleans rhythm and blues, little Mardi Gras music, and this latest recording, which is actually our fourth. Is a live CD recorded at the Crossroads Music Series in North Andover. And the funny part about it is that we really didn't know we were being recorded. They had mentioned that they were recording us, but there was a cable TV company there, so that's what I thought they meant. But they're also recording us from the board. And like 3 months later, we received these files, 24 files of songs we played, and then we said, wow, these sound great. So what we did as a group is we picked 12 of them, and we worked on EQing them and mastering them in the volume, and then we produced this Stompin' at the Crossroads CD. And it really has a lot of energy, a lot of vim and vigor. It really sounds like what the band sounds like, and couldn't get any closer than that.
Sounds like live Cajun and Zydeco.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Now, if this is the place I'm thinking of, it's at a church or something like that in North Andover?
Yes.
I saw you guys there once. I'm not sure if this is the same show. This might have been more recent than that, because you played there a couple times?
I think it's used to be, called Crossroads Coffee House.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a church. I think it might be a First Parish Church, mm-hmm. Unitarian Church.
It's a church, yep.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right in the heart of North Andover. It was a very, very cold night.
I remember Valentine's Day, I think.
Yeah, it was right before Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Was it last year when we had all that snow?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then it was pretty recent. All that snow and everything. You mentioned you have four albums. I remember when you played the Essex Music Festival around 06, you had just simply Squeezebox Stompers, and then you had Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse, which kind of became a musical. You can talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. And then I remember it was a year or two you had Roots and Branches, and now you've got this, and I think it's called Stompin' at the Crossroads.
Right.
Okay. And people we can't give prices, but I'm sure people can probably get all of these online, or certainly the new one.
I think the easiest place to go if you go online is CD Baby. Mm-hmm. All there. You could also go to our website, squeezeboxstompers.com. And the songs are on several of those internet, like SoundCloud. What are some of those other places?
Reverb Nation and those sort of things. Bandcamp is another one.
They're on all those.
That's good. So people can check that out. Yeah. And there are even like little video clips of you guys and various things. One thing I remember, now I mentioned your second album was called Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse. You put together that as a play, you know, a musical play. And I saw it twice because you did it as like a stage reading at North Shore Community College. Mm-hmm. And then last year, the last time I saw you guys, it was in September of last year. You were at this sort of community arts center school type thing in Winthrop. And I was very impressed by everything. In fact, there was a talkback session afterwards, and I put on YouTube about a minute and a half of you talking and everything. But it was the actors, the singer, you know, the whole thing. That was an unbelievable production, and you just did it for two nights. But you do have that available, and eventually you'd like to maybe present it again, right?
I have, approached several community theaters and also colleges, and I'm still working on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of work. We spent pretty much the whole summer in rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, and auditioning people for the parts and going through the rehearsals. And it just sort of came together like a day or two before the actual performances. Everything, and you know, everybody's nervous and so forth, but it just clicked. And, it was sold out before it happened.
It was a benefit for charity, I believe, right?
It was a benefit for Common Ground Relief.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the first organization on the ground to provide support for the residents of New Orleans after Katrina. So we raised, about $2,500.
Yeah.
And that money, actually, I found out later, went to this program they have at what's the big prison outside of New Orleans? I forget.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but anyways, it's a program where the inmates raise, they grow swamp grass, and they take that swamp grass and they reposition it all throughout the bayous and so forth to bring back vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're losing, I don't know, something like a football field worth of bayou. Every so many hours, and that bayou is a
water soak.
What it does is it prevents some of the hurricane winds. So that's where all that money went. Not a lot of money, but at least $2,500 worth of it.
Yeah. Now one of the reasons why we're here is we want to mention you've got a CD release party coming up. I think it's on the 15th. Can you tell us where that is and some of the details? No price, please, but go right ahead.
That's going to be at the Lars Anderson Auto Museum in Brookline. Starting about 8. It's a great place to come and have a dance and a party. It's the old carriage house of the Lars Anderson family. And it's full of these incredible old cars, motorcycles, and it's just a wonderful place to go. There'll be a bar and dancing and the squeeze box stompers, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
We call it Dancing with the Cars.
Dancing with the Cars, exactly, yeah. I remember another show you guys did, it might have been 2 years ago, you were at something like a VFW post in Watertown, and it was a lot of fun, and you've got different things, like you've got a little alligator-type thing, and you give beads away.
Yeah,
and it's a whole Mardi Gras type thing,
we try to get the audience involved. Like, we have a rub board that's... Steve Maggs, a friend of ours, designed. It's got a picture of an alligator and an accordion, and we get people in the crowd playing along with the rub board, and then we try to get people involved in like doing second line dancing around. And that's the whole thing. We try to create a party atmosphere, basically.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's get you guys going. What's your first song going to be? And I'll swing the microphone over when you start. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I was thinking sort of in honor of Stanley Durrell, Buckwheat Zydeco, who passed away this week, I believe. We'd like to do a song. I know it was done by several people, but I think he kind of made it really popular. It's a song called Zydeco Boogaloo. And we basically learned it off of one of his CDs.
Okay, so live on WMWM, Squeeze Box Stompers. You need about a minute or so. Get that up in your lap.
I'm putting up my stomach Steinway.
Yeah, exactly, right.
My belly ball, as they sometimes call it.
Yeah. And I'm going to have pictures or maybe a video up here, but Ralph is wearing the hat with the fleur-de-lis, the symbol of New Orleans there and everything like that. So he's all bedecked out and everything. So once again, it's Mike and Ralph, and was it Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Squeeze Box Stompers. Go right ahead. Yeah, I'm holding a phone, so I can't clap, but clap, clap, clap. Yeah, right. Squeezebox Stomper is live on WMWM and Zydeco Boogaloo. And, yeah, well, I'm actually putting a little bit of this live on Facebook. I've got people in, I think, Philadelphia. See, I know these people. Philadelphia and Hawaii and some other people are on right now. Okay, one of my classmates, Salem State 84, Arthur Weeks, I think he's in Hawaii. I'm not sure. Adam Rivera is one of the artists we play. He lives in Philly, and Savannah Fox is watching. So more and more people. I'll just put it on for a few minutes, but this gives people an idea of what we have here live at WMWM. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
So that was Zydeco Boogaloo. Great. And let me ask you quickly, Ralph, what instruments do you play besides the accordion?
Well, I have a piano accordion, and then I have a Cajun accordion.
Right.
Here, I'm going to hold it up for Facebook people.
Okay.
There it is. This
yep.
is a Marc Savoie Cajun accordion. It's a one-row. They call them melodeons in some places, but it's used for traditional waltzes and two steps and a little bit of zydeco. I also play keyboards. I do some of that, especially around Mardi Gras time when we're doing some of the Professor Longhair.
Professor Longhair, yeah.
Stuff. So I play keyboards, and I also play a concertina, which I don't play with this band, but it's more for like jigs and reels and hornpipes and sea shanties. So those are the different squeezy kind of instruments that I play.
Okay. And Jeff, do you pretty much stick to the saxophone or other horns?
Saxophone, yep. Harmonicas.
Harmonicas, yep, good.
Penny whistle on the waltzes.
Yep, he's got all these things here. You guys ever play the kazoo? And that's a lot. I've seen some bands kind of goof around with the kazoo.
No, I don't think so.
Actually, if you're
going to
play kazoo, you got to be a good singer.
You do. You do have to be like that.
The sounds you're making with your throat and the singing you're doing through the kazoo is what produces the sound. So
Yeah.
Got to be someone who can sing in tune to be able to make a kazoo sound good. Mm-hmm. Mike, you could do it. I'm sure.
And Mike's on drums. Oh, yeah, Mike.
Or you just really got to have a great sense of humor.
Exactly. That's great.
So does the audience.
Yeah. And one other quick question. Do you have, like, different lineups? Like, occasionally you'll have five. Occasionally you'll have three. Does it depend on the venue?
Yes, it does. Because sometimes, we'll play a very small venue. They actually can't fit everybody, and they actually can't afford everybody. So in some situations, we've done trios, different configurations. There's six people in the band. In addition to Mike and Jeff and myself, we have Andy Solberg on. He plays bass. Larry Plitt plays acoustic and electric guitar. And we have Steve Latt, who plays fiddle, banjo, and mandolin. So most of the, like last night we played in Winthrop, it was the entire band.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We played some venues that are so small that I had to wear my reading glasses in order to be able to see them.
Yeah.
So close
to me. I've seen you at the Gulu, the VFW in Salem.
We've been around.
You played the Salem Maritime Park, the Seaside Park over there in Lynn. I saw you when you did Katrina Roadhouse in Winthrop and up in Byfield, that Mardi Gras party that you guys were doing, that sort of thing. So you got that. So you guys are year-round, not just Mardi Gras, obviously, and all over New England and perhaps outside, hopefully. Who knows?
I got to tell you about this performance we have in Salem coming up. Well, it's not quite coming up yet, but on December 15th, we're going to be at the Salem Theater, and it's going to be called Christmas on the Bayou.
Oh, okay.
So Cinema Salem, right?
Cinema Salem. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Cinema Salem.
Yeah. And we'll be playing some originals. I have the song Christmas on the Bayou. And then from the play, there's a Cajun version of The Night Before Christmas. We'll be doing that. And then I believe we're going to Cajunize and Zydeco-ize some Christmas songs.
Oh, okay.
But it'll all be danceable as well.
Great.
How that all happens.
Mid-December,
to be announced.
Corey is roasting on an open fire.
Exactly, yeah. That's great, Beautiful. Okay, now what's your next song, guys?
Jeff, you want to pick one?
Oh, he's putting it over on me. Okay, all right. So
I can pick one, you can pick one.
We're going to do something called Zydeco Hotcha, which is...
on the new CD, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, go right ahead. Right. Yep.
It's in A, right, guys?
Yes, it is.
All right, we gave people a taste on video, and let me swing the mic over. This is Zydeco Hotcha. Thank you. That's great. Yeah, I noticed some originals and maybe some new covers or things like that. Mm-hmm. What's Uncle Bud? That was a cover. Wasn't that Buzu Chavez? Or?
Yes. Matter of fact, if we could do that, Mike sings it.
Yep.
Yeah. You wanna
just be careful with the lyrics, because I heard one version where they said someone beat the blank out of. Don't use the S word, okay?
We do the family version.
You do the family version, so you get that.
I got to tell you a story about.
Go ahead.
About Buzu. I saw him at Johnny D's.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He is such a funny guy. He played. He had this plastic apron that he wore over himself, so that. If he was sweating, he didn't want to get it on the accordion. And then, you know how people sell CDs and, bumper stickers and all that stuff? Buzu sold Buzu underwear.
Buzu brand.
Buzu brand.
Speaking of PG rated.
Days of the week. Yeah. Can y'all hear me out there?
I hope so. We can hear the drum, I think.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the drum maybe.
Oh, because you're singing this one? Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, we used to have a broomstick or something to hold it up appropriately enough for Salem. I don't know if we could do that. Sounds really nice with all the squeaks,
we'll
too. Yeah, give that a shot. Yeah. I can always try to boost your mic if possible.
Put your mic in front of me.
That's what I'll do. In fact, I'll just turn this thing.
I'll
put down the phone again. Okay, Uncle Bud, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll push this as far as I can get it.
Go ahead. All right. Hey, 18, 19, 20 years ago, Bud beat the devil out of Cotton Eye Joe, Uncle Bud.
Cheesebox Stomper is live on WMWM on the Relocated Juke Joint with Uncle Bud. Great tune there. We're reminding people that they are playing on Saturday the 15th in Brookline. The address, I got it up here, 15 Newton Street. So it's Saturday, October 15th at the Lars Anderson Auto Museum, 15 Newton Street in Brookline. It says 8 to 11 p.m. for a donation there. I'm sure their CDs will be available, and you're going to have, let's see, door prizes, some stuff. Yeah, like you got a whole bunch of things. You can see the cars, as you mentioned, Dancing with the Cars, as you said.
You're getting entrance to the museum.
You're getting entrance to the museum. Yeah, that's good. It sounds interesting there.
Yeah,
exactly. That's right. That sounds like a good thing. Now, I've talked with Ralph before about going to New Orleans. You've gone down there and helped out with some of the recovery. The whole band has never actually gone down there together to play live. Just maybe individual trips. You've never really played there live. But didn't you put on a production of the Katrina Roadhouse there at one point?
That would be in my dreams.
You never did it. You were talking about it maybe then.
I mean, I've tried to do that.
You tried.
Oh, yeah. We can save some New Orleans, and then we can play.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I get a post office box down there. So
oh, yeah.
They ask me if I'm from there. I say yes. No, I haven't. I mean, I've been down. Once when I was down there, I played a little bit with some people, and we did a reading, just with a group of people.
Okay, so it was a reading,
We did a reading down there. Yes, we did. I went down there three different times. When I taught at North Shore Community College, we went down as a group with teachers and students and staff, and we helped, with the rebuilding process. So I've done that numerous times. And I just went down to the French Quarter Festival in April for the first time for the French Quarter Festival, and that is just outstanding. I don't know if you've ever been to that.
I've never been to any festivals, and I've only been to New Orleans once, but I know they've got a jazz fest. They've got a voodoo fest.
Yeah.
Our own Peter Cahill is going there in a week or two. They have the voodoo fest. And they have other things like that as well. Yeah.
The French Quarter Festival is fantastic because it's all along the French Quarter and along the river, and there's 28 stages, and it's free.
Yeah.
And they really know how to do Halloween great, too.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, yeah, Mardi Gras is almost a similar sort of thing with the costumes and the whole cruise and things like that,
Yeah.
The food is great in New Orleans, and there's a lot of history down there. And, they're getting ready for another song here. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to see and do down there, certainly, as I mentioned, and the food, the history. And, I mean, the music, the thing about New Orleans music is it's a whole bunch of things mixed, right? Would you say Caribbean and rhythm and blues and things like that, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, that's a great segue into our next song, which is called Zydeco Lady, and it has a little bit of a Caribbean beat to it.
Yep.
I mean, New Orleans was settled by the French, by the Spanish, the British one time, then eventually, the United States. And there are, the slaves that came up from Africa and from the West Indies and so forth, they settled in there. And so it's a mixture of great music, great rhythms. That's what I love about the city, and it holds on to its traditions.
So the Cajuns were driven out of Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia,
right?
Yeah.
Don't know is that the War of 1812 was they mustered out all the people were let go in New Orleans, and all the musicians who were in the military bands came out of New Orleans with no money, and they all pawned their horns and their trumpets and everything else. So suddenly New Orleans had this huge influx of musical instruments, and they were very inexpensive, and a lot of the African Americans and other people bought these instruments. And another interesting fact was that white professional musicians were not legally allowed to teach blacks how to play instruments.
Really?
So they did some on the sly. The local players down there just sort of they started trying to make their instruments sound like voices, which is one of the reasons that jazz really came out of New Orleans, was because you had all of these incredible influences from all over, including suddenly this huge influx of instruments. And how are you going to make a trumpet sound like something if you're not sitting there saying, I'm going to play Mozart? You never heard Mozart.
Yeah. You had people like Louis Armstrong. I think he played the cornet. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
You had Louis Armstrong. And then for vocalists and things, Louis Prima came from New Orleans. You have Dr. John. You had all these people over the years. You've got Cajun. You've got the piano, like Professor Longhair. You've got the Zydeco and everything. It's just amazing, all the music there. There is a jazz National Heritage Park type of thing down there at one point. And you can go across the river. I think it's Algiers, and they have a jazz walk of fame there where you could, like, stop by the different things. And, yeah, I enjoyed going there. The only place I went into, I could have gone to the Preservation Hall, but I went to a place called Yeah, 2828 Canal Street. I remember the address. No. It's it'll come to me. It's like it starts with Chick or something. But I saw a guy named Spencer Bowerin who was kind of slow and soft and all that sort of stuff. But they've got a lot of they do have Tipitinas. They do have other clubs as well. They got music stores and all that. Definitely all over the place.
So street musicians.
You've got that, certainly, yeah. All right, so you say one more tune for you. We're going to have a lot of tunes for you. Go right ahead.
Well, this next tune is really reflects what you were just talking about. It's got a number of different influences. I mean, it's Zydeco. I mean, I wrote this song called Zydeco Lady, and it's got a little bit of a Caribbean feel to it, and it's got some Zydeco to it. So just what you were talking about.
All right,
all set. One, two, three, four. Aye, aye. See that baby, she looks so fine.
Squeezebox Stomper is live on WMWM. Doing a little bit more live here. Three more people watching. Yeah, just getting that straight. That was great. Your songwriting is excellent, by the way, but I don't know if other members of the band write songs as well. Or
yes.
I think you wrote one, right? You said, that one you sang, you did that as well. That was good. So I was just thinking some of the things you've done. Didn't you have a time where you would actually, if people showed up early, give them, like, dance lessons or something?
Yes.
Zydeco dance lessons?
Before,
yeah.
Right. In certain situations, we've done that. Basically, what we'd do is we'd get a dance teacher, and people show up and, learn the basic two-step and basic waltz. Certain places, like, request that. A lot of coffee houses like to do that. You know, arrive a half an hour early, give you, just a little sample of some of the simple dance steps. Yeah, we've done that. Most of the time, we don't do it as much, because if we only have, like, 2 or 3 hours, and if we take, 45 minutes to teach people to dance, that leaves us with less time for music. So it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your average person can really dance well after 45
minutes. After a couple beer, maybe. A couple beers, yeah.
Yeah. It's not how you look. It's how you feel.
That's one of the lyrics from one of your songs, actually.
Yes.
Now, I'm trying to remember, is it the foutoir, the thing that it kind of hooks over your shoulders,
yes,
and you put it in your belly, and you use it as like a rub? Is a foutoir the same thing as a rub board, or is that different?
Yeah, it's a French term for it.
Okay. Yeah. Is it true that those were like parts from the aircraft industry or the auto industry, and like they were cast aside, and so people just grabbed them, made them into instruments or something?
I think what I heard, that they were part of these big drums.
Okay.
Have you heard anything more about that?
Well, the only thing that I really ever... I read a story about Cleveland.
Chenier.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Cleveland Chenier, the brother of
Clifton's
brother. Yeah.
He's the one that made that thing that fits over your shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Before that, I don't really know.
It's almost like years ago, they were talking about like steel bands. What happened was they would throw these oil drums off the ships, and they'd recover them and use them as instruments. So
right.
I thought it was a similar story. So that could have been like that. So who knows?
I'm not absolutely sure, but I think there's some kind of relation to that, especially with the corrugated aspect of the rub board. It might have become from like roofing material or something.
Yeah.
I'm not completely sure.
Like
and exactly. And things like the jug bands in Memphis, it was someone had something and they made it into an instrument, like a brush or something, and anything you could make. You could make this the wash tub bass with the stand up string and everything.
Right.
You could do that, so that was great.
We know musicians make so much money that they can afford to buy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we want to mention, by the way, I'm not sure if you're going to do this song, for example, but you do some songs that are basic straight blues. You don't just do the New Orleans music, right?
Let's see. I think what happens is that some of the sort of the straight blues, I mean, when you start adding an accordion, it sounds like Zydeco blues, I guess, basically. Yeah, but we do things that, like, Let's Talk It Over, and Mike sings.
Walking Blues. Walking Blues, I think you've done,
blues,
Mm-hmm.
When you add accordion a little bit, and it ends up being like kind of like Zydeco blues, but it's blues.
Yep.
And then I've written Nothing But the Blues.
Nothing But the Blues,
Delta,
that's on the album,
which is also blues. Maybe we'll do that today. So,
Yeah, some of your... Some of your songs have wound up on a couple different albums, like on the live album and on the studio album.
Right.
I think on your first album you did Those People, and then it also wound up on your second album, Rock and Ralph's Roadhouse, slightly different.
Right.
And then some of the songs that were on Rock and Ralph's Roadhouse or Roots and Branches wound up on the new live CD.
Right. We were playing those songs, and we didn't even know, like I said, we didn't even know we were being recorded. So
it
was like a typical night's performance.
Right.
But it just sort of had a sort of there was this electricity in the air, and they just caught it.
Yeah, it's probably better that we didn't know we were
right. You'd be like, oh my God, my fingers are glued. You know?
And it's kind of funny going to concerts these days. You see people with their phones, and you don't know whether they're recording it or they're checking the Red Sox game or whatever. I play a song called Stop Staring at Your Phone by a guy from Michigan named Harper, and that's what it's all about. Hey, enjoy the concert. But I know a lot of people might record your show. That's a part of it now, the sort of thing where people were recorded. But maybe put it down for a few minutes, enjoy the music, get up and dance. And you've got, if you want to hear them live again, you have this album. And on the back cover, you have, there was a picture of it on your website as well, that thing, right, with
the
alligator. That's the fertoir with the alligator in it.
Right.
And so there you go, Squeezebox Stompers. So this CD, we mentioned, is available in a whole bunch of places.
Right.
What are you guys doing now?
Well, Jeff requested that he play his penny whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We like to branch out in a lot of ways. We're going to do a two-step that I wrote called the Magnolia Two-Step.
Mm-hmm.
And it features Jeff on the penny whistle. Now, some people will say, well, gee, that's not traditional, you know. But it sounds good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we like to.
It's one of the oldest instruments known to mankind, too.
And yeah, we are, you know, from Boston area. So
yeah, right.
Know.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's our Irish connection.
Tip of the hat.
Yeah. So we're ready. This is called the Magnolia Two-Step.
Magnolia Two-Step live by the Squeezebox Stompers. Wanted to mention that I saw them last September, as I mentioned, in Winthrop. And then the time before that, you were at the Cabot Theater in Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
It was in March.
Right.
And it was kind of like a Mardi Gras type of thing or whatever. We do have, you were mentioning, for example, you're going to be coming up in December to the Salem Cinema to do a Christmas
right.
thing. And we do have two theaters in Beverly, the Larkham and the Cabot. And now you've already played the Cabot.
Right.
You would easily fit into either place and be perfect and deal with good acoustics and everything. There have been concerts at the Salem Cinema before. I think there was one with Magic Dick and this guy named Sean Ang, so they played there before. So it won't be anything new in terms of, well, it's not the first concert they've done.
Right.
But that would be pretty interesting. So, again, you're talking December 15th on that one.
Right, and it's Christmas on the Bayou.
Christmas on the Bayou.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm going to play a couple messages, and we'll get right back to you guys, so hold on.
This part of our broadcast day is made possible by a grant from the Salem State Clipper Card. Your Salem State Clipper Card acts as a prepaid debit card at select locations. For all the latest info about your Clipper Card, including where to use it off campus, visit them on the web at salemstate.edu and search for Clipper Card. Or stop by their office at the Student Navigation Center at Central Campus. Remember, you can manage your Clipper Card online 24 hours a day by visiting salemstate.edu/get and sign in using your navigator login information. The Salem State Clipper Card, your passport to campus and beyond.
The U.S. Air Force Auxiliary was formed on December 1, 1941. Today, CAP performs search and rescue, disaster relief, and counter-drug missions, and also takes a leading role in America's aerospace education programs. Finally, CAP members serve as mentors to the 27,000 young people participating in CAP's youth programs. If you would like to know more about CAP, go to www.cap.gov.
Eddie Japan. Moss. Rumble Bucket. The Brother Kite. WM7 FM and WMWMonline.com. We are your source for up-and-coming bands from all over New England.
Okay, we're back with the Squeezebox Stompers on the Relocated Juke Joint. It's 7 minutes before 11. Aaron's on his way. We're going to stick around and get some more songs from these guys live. What do you got next?
So next we got this song called On My Way, which I learned off a Clifton Chenier record called Bayou Blues. And I just love the song. And usually I end up making up at least one of my own verses, and some of them I cycle through, and nobody's ever thrown a tomato at me yet, so here we go. This is on my way. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
I'm on
to you.
Hey, great. Yeah, Squeezebox Stomper is live on WMWM. We're hoping Aaron will get here fairly soon. If not, then you'll be hearing him a little later on. I have to go to work in about 10, 15 minutes. It's sort of a weird situation we have here, but we've given you guys an hour, and we'll stick around as long as we can. The thing is, you have done so many different styles of music, and I was thinking about the fact that your most recent album before this new one was called Roots and Branches. Mm-hmm. So I think of roots music. People talk about roots music, and then you think of branches. You think of all the different types of music that came out of it.
Right.
And, you know, whether it's rock and roll, came from jazz and gospel and blues and all that. And it's just fascinating to think of all the different types of music you guys do.
Well, basically, we got the title of that from a little blurb that was put together when we played at the WMB Festival several years ago, and they said that we were, you know, branching out from roots music, so we called it Roots and Branches. Yeah, and I think a lot of it depends upon the background of the people in the band. I played a lot of folk music pretty much throughout my career, and I know maybe you guys can talk about, you know, like what you did. We try to incorporate the backgrounds of the people, and so it's not just all one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike? Oh, Jeff, go ahead.
Top 40 bands, actually, a long ways back. And
okay.
Ran around in a white jumpsuit with orange piping and big white heels.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I went to so many Holiday Inns. I would get into one and get on stage and wouldn't even remember where I was. But also, I've always been a blues lover, and I got into Irish music for a while because in some bands, if you pull out a penny whistle, the other guys would say, "What are you doing? You can't play that with us." And, you know, Ralph here with his background and Mike and everyone, they're like, "Oh, that sounds good. That's cool." You know, so I mean, for those Zydeco Nazis out there who don't like it, I'm sorry, Cajun Nazis. You know, but I just, you know, I mean, the only other thing I could play on Cajun would be triangle, and I don't particularly.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to play any kind of music where people are happy to have me there, you know. I was raised listening to a lot of blues and soul music and rock and roll. And then sometime in the mid-80s, the Cajun and Zydeco music started coming to Saratoga Springs, where I was from. And I just always loved it. And then I moved out here to the Boston area and joined forces with Ralph and his buds. And it's been no looking back ever since.
That's great. I bump into some of the guys that have been in and out of the Squeezebox Stompers once in a while. Mm-hmm. Ron Shane,
I've seen
him with you guys. He was down here with his son Dylan, who plays piano, and he was really good. Ron Shane has been in the Catalinas and Don't Call Me Shirley, and as I mentioned, the Squeezebox Stompers. And then a couple of years ago, I was at New Year's Rockport Eve, and there was something called the Jolly Rogues. And one guy looked familiar. He goes, "Oh, I'm Paul Hardy. I used to be in the Squeezebox Stompers."
Right.
"Oh, hi." And then he was there again the next year, but they changed their name to the Boston Rovers. But they were doing like old sea shanties and that sort of thing and everything. So you've had different people over the years, certainly like that. But and then you mentioned Larry Plitt. Larry Plitt's still with you, right?
Yes.
You've got that. So this particular CD, it's the three of you and Larry and some other, you got some guests on the CD?
Our regular band with Larry and then with Andy Solberg on bass. And Steve Latt's playing fiddle, mando, and banjo. That's the regular six-piece. So we were all there that night.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was Annie Range or something on your last album or the album before that? Or
Aaron Brown. You know Aaron Brown?
Aaron Brown was on your album.
Yeah, she was sang some vocals. She's my vocal teacher.
Oh, okay. That's why, yeah.
She lives in Salem.
Yep.
It's a plug for her.
Yeah,
yep.
And she's great.
She showed up at your show at the VFW. I know that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, you know, she's my voice teacher, and I invited her to sing on probably about three different songs.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's a Salem connection to Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse. Good friend of mine, Julie Daugherty.
Maybe that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah,
I saw she was on that. Julie Doherty, yeah.
Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse. She sang about three songs, too.
I think Aaron's here. I think we're all set. All right. Traffic and various other things. Aaron is here, and I can leave in like 5 or 10 minutes and not have to worry about locking up the place or something. Aaron's here. if you want to go around or something, or somehow barge through. Aaron is here. He's going to be helping out you guys.
Uh-huh.
You can probably stay as long as you want or something.
Because
okay. He's going to be on until about 3 o'clock, I think.
Oh.
But, yeah, so you've already done a whole bunch of tunes. I know you've got some more coming up.
Yeah.
And we'll let Aaron catch his breath when he comes around the corner here.
Okay.
Let me tell people, you're listening to WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University. And here's Aaron. And if Aaron, if you want to ask them some questions, go right ahead. You lean in or whichever mic is closest to you.
I was listening on my way in.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Especially with Bob.
Yeah. He's quite eloquent, isn't he? And knowledgeable as well.
Well, like I said, I bumped into them at the 06 Essex Music Festival, and I had played the Swamp Boogaloo Swamis, so I already was familiar with your stuff, but I just fell in love with it. And you guys are one of my favorite local bands.
Wow.
So I've seen you so many times, yeah.
Oh, and I play your music all the time, whether we're doing What's Happening, the Juke Joint, Tracks of the Town.
We appreciate all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I am an alumni.
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
Institution.
Salem State, that's right, just like me.
Yeah, I went here,
a while ago,
and I majored in demonstrations.
Yeah. The place has grown. We now have 3 campuses.
Yes.
We have new buildings, new library, new parking garage, new dorm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing we've doubled since I was here. It was 5,000 people. Around 1980 to 1984. It's probably twice that now, easily.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, it used to be a ghost town here.
Yeah.
Now there's all these people running around and doing this and that.
Yeah.
Salem State is happening,
it's
tell you.
It's happening.
It really is.
Especially in October.
Oh.
You have all these new parking spaces, and every last one of them says no parking unless you have a
so exactly,
I
yeah.
I have no idea if my car is going to still be there when I get out of here because.
I hope you're okay. I hope on the weekends it's
I'll
all right.
I'll give you a ride to the police station.
Yes, some of the people from the station, there's going to be a parade, I think at 6:30 on Thursday, the Haunted Happenings Parade, and I guess some of the people from the station are going to have a banner and we're going to march, so, you know. I know this is a joke, I'm just joking here, but I was telling people, 91.7, it's not only our frequency, it's the amount of people at this college that don't know we have a radio station. I'm kidding, I know a lot more people. We've got a radio station? What's a radio station? I listen to Pandora.
Right.
Actually, the closest parking for you would be Plum Island because you have Topsfield and you have,
next time.
That's only if the birds let you in.
Okay, next time.
So bring bread. You
know. No, no,
no. No, don't bring bread.
No, right. Never bread.
Well,
seriously.
It's bad for the birds, right?
Yes. It's except for Larry, but that's another story.
Aaron, I got to leave in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Crackhorn,
Jimmy Crackhorn, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I got to leave in about 3 or 4 minutes, so I'm going to take my leave of you guys, and you're going to continue with Aaron.
Yep.
And I don't know how, what are you going to do, another 10 songs, I think, right?
I don't know.
Something.
We'll be here about 11:30.
You said you were going to be on to 11:30.
Yeah,
okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't you go into another song, and then I'll shake your hands physically or whatever, because I do have to get to work, sadly.
Right.
I should have put in for the day off or called in or something.
Right. It's Big Poppy's last day as a official Red Sox regular season.
Right.
And then, of course, the Patriots are playing
1 o'clock.
Do
you have your stick, by the way? I'll do the switch.
That sounds a little personal.
It's flash drive, a flash drive.
Because
we're going to switch over, right?